Posiblemente hayan escuchado por años Lancaster Mennonite School en Lancaster. Hoy tenemos una entrevista con información acerca de esta escuela. No es una escuela, obviamente, es una escuela privada. Tenemos con nosotros en la mañana de hoy al director ejecutivo, doctor Batriaki, y también está John Hindley con nosotros en la mañana de hoy. Good morning, buenos días.
Buenos días.
How is everybody this morning?
We're doing very well. We're so excited to be here. Thank you.
Like that.
Y feliz aniversario.
Thank you.
Thank you. Felicidades.
Yeah, congratulations. Today is the 36th year anniversary of WLCH.
Wow.
WLCH. 1987.
Felicidades.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Dr. Batriaki.
Yes.
Let's talk about Lancaster Mennonite School.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the school. It's a private school. Tell us a little bit about the Lancaster Mennonite School.
So Lancaster, well, thank you so much for having us.
It's our honor.
It's a wonderful opportunity to be here with you and to participate in this great work that's been going on with 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I also want to say congratulations to your new president. Also thank you to Carlos for the great work he has done all these years. Hello to everybody. Lancaster Mennonite School was started back in the early 40s, 43, 42. So it has been here in the community for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and has had a great impact in Lancaster. So over 80 years. And our mission, it's a pre-K through 12th school, and we provide quality education to a diverse group of students. And our students come from all over. They come from Lancaster, they come from other parts of the US, they come from other parts of the world as well. So we embrace students from all backgrounds, and our hope is that students would come to Lancaster Mennonite,
mm-hmm.
and have an opportunity to work on their personal dreams,
mm-hmm.
their goals, and experience what it means to grow up in this world as a human being who also takes responsibility for their life.
Mm-hmm.
So the school was started as a Mennonite school, which means we are also founded on what's called our Anabaptist values, values of kindness, peace, community, what it means to build community. And I know that our viewers would be endeared to know that we value community a lot. But we are also a Christian school, so our main curriculum is focused on Christ as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doctor. Adelante.
Bueno, sí.
Mennonite School.
Yeah, Dr. Badriaki estaba diciendo que Lancaster Mennonite empezó aquí en la comunidad de Lancaster en 1942 como una escuela privada, cristiana, menonita, y ha estado aquí en la comunidad por más que 80 años. Y ahora, aunque empezó como escuela menonita, con estudiantes menonitas solamente, ahora es tiene mucha diversidad de estudiantes y maestros, maestras también. Tenemos nuestros valores de paz, justicia, comunidad. Estamos aquí para tener un espacio para estudiantes,
okay. Para crecer. Entre kinder y cuarto año.
Pre-kinder. Sí.
Y cuarto año.
Sí.
Doctor, I have a question, because when we hear Mennonite school, probably some people think that they have to become a Mennonite to be part of the school.
Yeah, so great question. We're happy to clear that one. So
thank you.
I think what I was trying to give the history was to show that mm-hmm. it was started by Mennonites. But you don't have to be Mennonite to go to Lancaster Mennonite School. We have students from all kinds of faith backgrounds. We have even students who don't belong to a faith background.
Mm-hmm.
We invite students from all backgrounds, because we love students. We believe in students. We want to partner with parents who want the best for their kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. What make you Lancaster Mennonite School different to another private school in the area?
I would say that Lancaster Mennonite is we're based on values. Mm-hmm. So our values of seeking Jesus wholeheartedly, which means that one's spiritual life is so important to their development. So we want to pay attention to that, the whole person, and then living compassionately. What does it mean to love your neighbor, care for your neighbor? You know, in this world, if you're running a business, you better be kind to your customers and treat them well and make sure that your products are really meeting their needs. So compassion goes a long way. And then we also have the value of building bridges of peace. Mm-hmm. The world sometimes goes through tension, wars, and all kinds of... We want to make sure that our students are going through an education that's teaching them how to be peace builders. Mm-hmm. How do you keep community together so that kids continue to learn and have an opportunity to grow and have a growth mindset? And so also cultivating global citizens. What we do here in Lancaster impacts the whole world. Mm-hmm. Here at the radio, we're on the radio this morning, but it's going so far from just this location. So,
and you have students that are coming from other countries, right?
And we have kids coming from other countries. Mm-hmm. So we really care about the kind of education we offer here and how it impacts students globally. And then nurturing creativity and curiosity. In the day of technology, the day of all kinds of innovation, education is very powerful when it draws on creativity and curiosity.
No doubt.
If you're dealing with a situation in society, it's very important for students to understand that understanding the problem, in other words, having curiosity, what is the problem? How do you solve it? Mm-hmm. Right? That's literally when you think
of... That's why you teach.
Yes. It's not it's not necessarily what they should know. That's important, but how do you take what you know and apply it? Empowering lifelong learning. When you come to school at pre-K through pre-K and then through 12, learning doesn't stop there.
That's no, right. It doesn't.
Right? You have to keep learning. Mm-hmm. But then from our Christian background, Mennonite and Anabaptist background, there's this idea in the Bible of God's mission, you know, where Jesus says, go therefore into the world and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to do, right? So it's not just knowing, you have to do everything. So,
Doctor, when we talk about private school, the first thing that probably comes to the mind of our listeners, or some of them, is I can't afford it. There's some scholarship available at Lancaster Mennonite School?
Yes, so we have financial aid that we offer, and we are also working through other initiatives that I'd like for John to talk more about here.
Here we go, John.
Yeah, we have several endowments that donors have created, have set up to support various students, which is an amazing and generous way of supporting. We have such a supportive community. And so some of those scholarships help specific students who can have the opportunity then. Like we have a couple who they set up an endowment for international students who might not be able to come otherwise. Many of our international families are wealthy, very capable of paying the tuition, but some are not and may have connections to the school. And so giving an opportunity for them as well as students locally. So as Dr. Badriaki said, need-based financial aid we have, and our donors make that possible. But we also have a few other scholarships, including some merit scholarships for new high school students.
Are there families that offer their homes for the students?
Like host families?
Okay.
So we have a dorm at school.
Okay.
So we can host students at school. And that's part of their living environment. But we do have families that have offered to host students and Our families are very involved, mm-hmm. and students tend to get to know parents and parents of students. And different churches also will host students. So it depends on the kind of arrangement mm-hmm. the parent of the student wants. If they want them in the dorm, that's our immediate option. If there's a family member, a friend to the family, that too.
And that's true. We also have not only international students, but students from other areas, New York or Philadelphia, Florida, different times, northern Pennsylvania. And likewise, they may stay with a family connection or stay in the residence hall.
Okay. Bien importante, señores. Debo mencionar, porque es una pregunta, ¿verdad?, que muchas personas se hacen, bueno, ¿y cuánto cuesta? Todo el mundo quisiera tener a sus hijos en una escuela privada, pero a veces pensamos que es inalcanzable el lograr eso. Y ellos nos explican que ellos tienen becas para estudiantes. Ellos reciben donaciones de algunas organizaciones y personas en privado que ayudan específicamente a ciertos estudiantes. Ellos también tienen un programa de estudiantes internacionales, estudiantes que vienen de otros países a estudiar acá. Hay en la escuela un área de dormitorios y hay personas que también ofrecen este tipo de, ¿verdad?, de alojamiento a estos estudiantes que vienen de otras partes del mundo aquí en Lancaster Mennonite School. Something very important for some parents. Okay, John.
Debo decir también que tenemos algunas iglesias mm-hmm. aquí en Lancaster que ayudan a estudiantes en su iglesia. Tenemos este programa de beca. Y entonces, si una iglesia quiere ayudar a sus estudiantes a asistir a Lancaster Mennonite, podríamos hablar sobre esto también.
Something that is very important for many students and probably parents too is the area of the sport or activities after school for students. What are you offering?
We do have a lot of programs there for a lot students. A lot of programs, mm-hmm. and really good ones as well. Mm-hmm. High quality programs. I think it's for those that keep up with sports at Lancaster Mennonite. Mm-hmm. Our boys basketball won the championship last year. Mm-hmm. Our boys soccer is a very great program. Students would have volleyball, field hockey. So there's plenty of programs. It just depends on what the student wants to play and participate in. So our extracurricular activities, there's plenty of options, and we try to do it at a high level, And so there would be a lot of options for students.
And if you don't have those options, like a group of students want to do a sport that you don't have or extracurricular activity, can they create one?
So good one.
I mean, one of our values is curiosity and creativity, right? So I think we would welcome the discussion. Okay. You know, students will often come up with certain ideas, mm-hmm. and we have to look at what can we do. How can we do it? We stay away from we can't do it first uh-huh. or how much is it going to cost? That's important. We try to encourage creativity. So yes, we would welcome students' ideas. In fact, here's an example uh-huh. with the dress code at school. When we were thinking about how should we revise this, we always involve student voice. We want to hear from students, mm-hmm. right? Because they're the ones going to use the policy.
Exactly.
And so what do students think? And so they come up with all kinds of ideas, and we think through it because we're student-centered. What does the student think is really important to us.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back in time.
There you go.
Want to come,
study
you want to come
in Mennonite.
It's often we give tours of prospective families or even alumni who we walk through the school and they see what's going on now and the things that are different than 30 years ago or the history, and they say, can I enroll?
Yes. and Lancaster Mennonite School also have a lot of activities through the year, mm-hmm. and there's one coming up soon.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that, Hector. October 7th, Siete de Octubre, is our homecoming and fall festival. It's Saturday, all sorts of activities. Many of them, most of them are free, so it's a great time for families. For people who aren't familiar with Lancaster Mennonite, you're welcome. We would love to have the community come out. Alumni, current families, everybody can come. We have sporting events that day. We have food trucks. We have a kids' carnival. We have a music festival with some of our alumni, all sorts of activities. And so we would love to have you come out. If you want to know more about the school, that's a great time to get to know us. We have a lunch event with Dr. Badriaki. And if you go on our LancasterMennonite.org, our website, you can find more information on the schedule. A few of the things have registration. You can register there. And if you're hearing us on the radio, come by our alumni tent, even if you're not an alumnus. Come by our alumni tent and say that you heard us on Radio Centro, and we'll have a small gift for you.
We have something for you. We do.
We'll have it there. So.
Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can I say I heard
there?
You in radio?
Yeah, you could. You could. I think we remember you. He is point there. I think what we try to do is to make sure that we're connecting with people authentically, right? Schools are not perfect. People are not perfect, but what we try to do at Lancaster Mennonites, we try to live by our values. And so the value of nurturing global citizens, to the point of what also makes us unique, is I know Spanish Heritage Month is coming up soon.
Tomorrow.
We really value, we take that seriously. In fact, some of our teachers will demonstrate, in a sense, in class, they will share with students their cultural distinctives. We have a teacher from Honduras who gets students involved in learning about, the Honduran way of life and experiences. And so we really embrace that and want students to experience that. The other thing that happens at Lancaster Mennonite is we have Spanish Immersion. We care that students and parents who value being bilingual, learning about other people's cultures, we care that that's part of the education. And it's a fun environment for kids to be and learn. Yeah.
Dr. Badriaki, I want to thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
Because that let us know that Lancaster Mennonite School is open to our community.
Absolutely.
And I really thank you for that, John. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And definitely, I'm going to be there on the Fall Fest just to look at this little girl when she go over there and say, I listen to you at WCH. Thank you very much.
We'll have your gift already. Come join us October 7th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Phone number where people can call for maybe a tour of the school, John?
Yeah, 717-740-2425. That's my number. So you can give me a call because I also hablo español también.
Y habla español.
717-740-2425.
Again, thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Buen día. Volvemos con mucho más aquí en Tu Café con Leche. Buen día.